Thank you for tuning in to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham, and it's time again for our weekly movie review. As always, it's great to have our film critic, Casey T. Allen, with us. Welcome, Casey.
Thank you so much.
And lately, you have been reviewing movies that are available to see either in theaters or online. This week, you saw the film The Secrets We Keep. Tell us what it's about and your review.
The Secrets We Keep is a patient psychological mystery set in a quiet post-World War II suburb. A housewife starts to unravel when she suspects a new man living in her town is a Nazi who tortured her during World War II. This suspicion leads to kidnapping, interrogation, and blood. And when suspicion grows into an obsession with vengeance, nobody walks unscathed. This film has a similar vibe to the horror film Misery from 1990 and has almost identical themes to the 1994 mystery Death and the Maiden. The Secrets We Keep has a mood of tension and hostility sustained well throughout, but the tension doesn't increase or build much. Instead, it tugs the viewer back and forth to side with the captor and the prisoner. That element of the film is engaging, but it's a shame the film couldn't achieve a more fulfilling crescendo.
Just so-so on this one.
Yeah, it was okay. It's a strong piece of restrained, intimate Oscar bait, but it will likely get overshadowed soon as other films are released in the coming weeks.
You mentioned new films coming out. What can we look forward to this fall?
There's a spy assassin action film called Ava that comes out this coming weekend and will be available through personal streaming platforms as well as the movie theater.
All right, Casey, thank you so much for being here this week.
My pleasure.